وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم عرفات جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan, brother Riyad Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, the 8th of Rajab 1441, we focus on chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa and verse number 69. When we study the lives of the beloved companions and students of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. His students and companions loved him, the master alayhi salatu wasalam, more than they loved their spouses, their parents, their children and siblings. That was the greatest form of love that they expressed. So they came one day to the master, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah, O messenger, peace be upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day we will die, we will pass away, your demise will take place, you will enter Jannah and paradise, the highest stages, and we will not attain and obtain that high rank and status. Then we will be so sad. On that occasion, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed this verse, chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, and verse number 69. And Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed them, Al-Mar'u Ma'a Man Ahabba. A person will be with whomsoever he loves. You love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you love me, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then remember, you will be with us in Jannah, with me, and as mentioned in this verse. So let's translate it and explain it. Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 69. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. And whosoever is obedient to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and a messenger, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So obedience to Almighty Allah is whatever is in the Quran Sharif, the do's, the don'ts, so we implement it in our lives. And وَالرَّسُولِ, whatever actions the Master Alayhi Salatu Wasalam did, we try and imitate the Master alayhi salam. Whatever speech Mubarak, the blessed injunctions, commandments, the Master alayhi salatu salam gave us, so we abstain from it. If it is something forbidden, we carry it out and implement it. If it was something the Master alayhi salatu salam encouraged us to do or commanded us to do, when we bring that in our life, for ulaika, hence those people, ma'alladhina anama Allahu alayhim, they will be with those people upon whom Almighty Allah has conferred his bounties and favors. And who are those honorable people? Minan nabiyyin, the best of the best, the messengers and the prophets alayhimu salatu salam, peace be upon them, was siddiqeen, and those people who accepted the truth, they embraced the truth and they did not ask questions, who, what, why. When the messenger said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they accepted. And the greatest siddiq of this ummah is siddiq akbar, Sayyid al-Bakr siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and his beloved daughter siddiqa. So one male, one female, we're giving you an example, you'll get thousands and millions, but they are the greatest as far as siddiq goes. Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, siddiq, Sayyid al-Bakr siddiq radiallahu an. So they accept Remember, no hesitation, no reluctance. Washuhada, and those people who made the supreme sacrifice, they gave their life in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, for the love of Almighty Allah, for the love of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Messenger of Islam, peace be upon him. And it was not for name and fame. Was Salihin, and they will be with the pious and devout servants of Almighty Allah. O beloved Sahaba, O companions of the Master alayhi salam, you are concerned. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, their companionship is the best of the best. Allah will confer that upon you and for you, beloved students and companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, for all of you, you embraced Islam, you met Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or you saw the Master alayhi salam, you passed away with Iman and Islam. Surah chapter 57 verse 10, وَكُلَّهُ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, for all the students and companions of the Master alayhi salam, obviously they were Muslim, they lived with Islam and they died with Islam and Iman and faith and conviction, for all of them Allah gave them glad tidings of paradise and Jannah in this world. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give us the ability to love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to love Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Messenger of Islam, and to love and defend every companion and Sahabi and student of the Master, peace be upon him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq. Remember this program which we are doing now, currently live. So we are now, you can listen to the repeat of it between 3 and 3:30 in the afternoon daily, inshallah al-Aziz, from Monday to Saturday. So we started yesterday and we sent out the podcast as well. So none of you should be deprived. You all should take the maximum and optimum benefit. Allah Jalla Wala accept us all.
Ameen, Thumma Ameen. Ustaz, we go to Shai Shai. Respected Mufti Sahab, I wanted to really know that, what is the punishment for not wearing hijab and wearing tight-fitting clothes, Ustaz, according to Sunnah?
Remember that first and foremost, you need to understand what Islam is teaching us, my honorable sister, in Shai Shai, there in Mozambique. We visited Shai Shai, beautiful, magnificent place. So what is, Mulana, you come from that part of the world, mashallah. So now, sister, make notes or write it down or make mental notes. Surah chapter 33, verse 59. Ya ayyuha nabi, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Islam, قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, tell your beloved honorable wives and beloved daughters and the believing men, our women, so our wives, mothers, daughters, sisters, يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ, they must wear the hijab, the parda, they must wear decent clothes, modest clothes. You ask regarding the sunnah, what is the punishment? Authentic hadith, remember, in Sahih Muslim, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sinfani min ahlin nar walam arahuma, two categories, groups of people will enter the hellfire, but in my time they were not prevalent. One, qawmun ma'ahum asiyat, that those men primarily, they will have the whip with them and they'll be lashing people, oppressing them, transgressing and their rights and so forth, like you see the tenpot dictators nowadays in various countries, Muslim countries, Arab countries. We don't say all, but we can say majority of them. Second one, وَالنِّسَاءُ كَاسِيَاتٌ عَارِيَاتٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ and وَعَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِنَّ كَأَسْلِمَةِ الْبَخْتِ. So you must remember that. So those women who think that they are dressed, but they wear such transparent clothing, see-through clothing, alas dir makar, you can see everything, you know. So, and on their heads, they have the big, you know, buns, like the Eiffel Tower. So these women, Never mind Jannah and Paradise. لَمْ يَجِدْنَا رَائِحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ They will not even get and receive the fragrance of Jannah. Authentic hadith, Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, Imam Muslim passed away in the month of Rajab. He hails from Nishapur in Iran. And remember what a great, is belonging to Ahlu Sunnah, obviously. And he passes away in this month of Rajab. Nevertheless, he mentioned this hadith in Kitabul Libas wa Zina, where we have to wear clothing and so forth. So therefore, to wear tight fitting clothing for men and women. And remember, where all the everything is exposed, you can see all the judo curves and everything else. So that is not permissible. And for the men, they wear certain tight clothing also. When they go into sisda, you can see the crack of the buttocks. So such people are crack themselves also.
Ustaz, brother Matthew says that, unfortunately, sorry for not posing questions yesterday. He says, I'm having a bit of a problem at home because I'm interested in Islam, but my parents, they are totally against it. They will disown me. My mom says, ask dear AK, where is his God? Why can't he show us his God? We know how Jesus looks. Where is his God? This is brother Matthew Ustaz. Please guide me.
Yes, my brother Matthew, you must always embrace the truth. This happened to the beloved companions, the students of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I relate to you one incident, brother Matthew. The person who reported the greatest and largest amount of hadith, prophetic traditions and prophetic sayings, his name Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, 5374. He came to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam and said, I crying, weeping, Ya Rasulullah, that my mother is using obscenities and, you know, vulgarities against you. I cannot tolerate it, Ya Rasulullah. Please make dua for the mother of Abu Huraira. The Master alayhi salam makes dua. When he returns home, he wants to enter his house. Mother says, Ala rislik, Ya Abu Huraira, hold it. And she was taking a bath. After that, she dressed up. She opened the door. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear testimony, I bear witness that truly it is none worthy of worship but Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness that the messenger of Islam, Nabi Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the final and last messenger. So he runs back to the Master alayhi salam, weeping, crying. Why ma yubkika ya Abu Huraira? Now are you crying? The first time I was crying out of sadness and grief, Ya Rasulullah. Now I cry because of happiness and joy. Inna umma Abi Huraira qad aslamat, she embraced Islam. Open Sahih Muslim. I just told you of Sahih Imam Muslim. So remember the incident is mentioned there. Now Matthew, you are a talib, a sadiq. You are sincere in your quest. So first thing, you have to embrace Islam. Then secondly, you have to cry and beg Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, I am facing opposition. My beloved parents, I love them. And the Quran teaches us chapter 31, verse 15. Chapter 31, brother, verse 15. When the son, daughter are Muslims and the parents are non-Muslim, although they're criticizing his or her decision, you, the son, daughter, you still mingle and associate with your parents, although they are not Muslim. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. You show them the beauty of Islam. You show them there's no wine and swine and all these type of things in Islam. To the mother of Matthew, Yes, mother, we appreciate your questions. You say, where is our God? Why can't we see him? So mother, if I ask you a question, can you see directly into the sunlight when the sun is shining in his glory? So remember, you know, we can't do that. We'll become blind, or our eyes, something will happen. So you must remember that so many things in life, if I give somebody a smack and he's crying and he says that pain, I say, show me the pain. Husband, wife, mother, child sleeping, and then they wake up, they perspiring, say, what happened? They say, a nightmare. I say, show me the nightmare. Show me the bad dream. So now nobody shows. So Almighty Allah is beyond our comprehension and perception. But look at the creation of Almighty Allah. Look at the clouds. Look at the mountains. Look at the lakes. Look at yourself, O Matthew, O parents of Matthew. And you will see the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. Human being all put together, the scientists and the professors, one coronavirus comes, and now thousands of people dying in various countries, but now they do not know what to do. People are frightened to fly. People are frightened to go to this place and that place to shake hands. Almighty Allah is showing us that, show me that virus. I want to feel it. So we know we can't do that, but Allah has sent it as a trial and as a punishment to people. I am in charge. I am the only one who controls the entire universe. Sunrise, sunset, O mother of Matthew, who makes the sunrise there in Durban at 6 o'clock, for example? Who makes it set at 6:45 or 6:30? Who? With precision and accuracy? Nobody. You speak of Jesus as God. So how come the God is born? How come the God is crucified? How come the God is buried? How come the God cannot defend himself? So remember that these are the questions that you have to answer. Oh, mother of Matthew, we pray to Almighty Allah for our brother Matthew. We pray for the parents of Matthew. May Almighty Allah guide all of us and all of you to the right path.
Ameen. Thumma ameen. I see Brother Matthew says that his mom, she's listening to you attentively, Ustad.
Very, very good. I was hoping that mommy is listening, and it is always good to hear it from the horse's mouth directly. And maybe if Matthew should explain to you, oh mother, then maybe he should omit certain things.
Allah.
So therefore, mommy, we want to stimulate your mind. Think about all these issues I raised, and we pray for you.
SubhanAllah, I love you, Ustad, I love you. Somebody says, yo, Ustad, if your child is on drugs, do you kick him out or you pick him up as Allah says, look after your kin, Ustad?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 66, verse 6. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, save yourself and your children from the fire. Let us take a person, a Muslim. So it can be non-Muslim also, but just for all intents purposes, the question came from a Muslim, so therefore I'm saying Muslim. What do we do in a modern society like nowadays? You have the husband, you have the wife. Now after 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, children came. Now they're growing up. We do not spend time with them. We call this the C syndrome. We gave them the best clothes. We gave them the best CDs. We gave them the best cell phones. We gave them the best computers. We gave them the best cars. We gave them everything the best. But one thing we did not give them. And that is the best in Islam. The Messenger of Islam said, "Ma nahala walidun nahlan ahsana min adabin hasan." The greatest gift of parents you can give to your beloved children is good character. Oh father, ask yourself, how much time did you spend with your beloved daughter? You were busy with your shop and job and business and golf. Oh mother, how much time did you spend with your beloved son so that you inculcate good character in them, good mannerism in them, good morals in them? You will see the mother got no time because she is visiting the malls and visiting Paul. So in that case there, what happens? That you find that we shirk our responsibilities. Then we give our children money, freedom. We buy their love, but we do not share the love with them. When we do that, now this child feels neglected. There's a vacuum in his life. So when there's a vacuum in his life, he or she wants to try something. You know, know in Afrikaans, in English also we got the saying, the idle mind is the devil's workshop. So that is now they start experimenting, and today everything is available on the internet. So they'll try this, let me try drugs, let me try boyfriend, let me try girlfriend, let me try the rave clubs, let me try the... So every vice they will try, because you, father, because you, mother, were there with them to embrace them, to show them that you really love them, but you try to buy their love. Now when they go on drugs and so forth, so you must try your level best to take them out. But when they do not want to listen now, always they go to rehab, and you have to pay 20, 40, 60,000 a month, and they keep on going into relapse, then you have to be cruel to be kind. Then you tell them, now you lead your life and I will lead my life. And thereafter, if you prove yourself, then you will be allowed back in this house and you will receive all your perks. But as long as you are stubborn and obstinate, then we will cut you off. So you must remember, that is what Islam will say. But the initial blame must go to the parents.
Subhanallah. I see our very good friend, Mr. Delta. He says, dear AK, good morning. I see you sounding very, very energetic this morning. You guys say that everybody is born equal except by piety. So where did prophets come from? Why are we all not prophets? Some people are rich and others poor. Don't you think that it is from our own choices of who and what we want to become? Delta, Ustad.
Yes, it's very good morning to you, my brother Delta, and all our listeners. To the Muslims, we say Assalamu Alaikum. And to you, Delta, my brothers, sisters, we say good morning. Yes, very good year in South Africa. My brother Delta, let's ask ourselves three questions. Number one, did we have any say that you were born in New Zealand? Did I have any say that I will be born in South Africa? You know the answer. Second question, my brother Delta, did you have any say that you will be born as a white person, as a person belonging to that category of people who are fair in complexion? Did I have any say that I will be born as an Indian, that my forefathers came from India and we moved and my great-great-grandfather moved there 120, 130 years ago? Did we have any say in that I'm born Indian? Third one, my brother Delta, did you have any say that you are born masculine as a male, your name is Delta, and your wife is there, Mrs. Delta? So did I have any say? No. So Almighty Allah teaches us, brother Delta, you need to have that Quran, right, which I think you do have. So Almighty Allah answers this question, chapter 49, verse 13. Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, O people, inna khalaqnakum min zakariyu wa unsa. We created you from one male and one female, Adam and Eve, Adam and Hawa, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabail. And we made you into different nations and different tribes, lita'arafu, so that you recognize one another. Brother Delta, if I put 1,000 Chinese in front of you, will you recognize all of them? You will have some difficulty. I will have great difficulty. So Almighty Allah has made us different nations, tribes, people. Our languages are different, our features are different. So that is equal, we all on par. Then the one who embraces the message of the messenger, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, verily the most noble of you are those who have the greatest piety. Now, my brother Delta, I assume and presume that you have a son or you have a daughter. So now you tell them, take the keys and go drive the car. You won't do that, brother. You will say, oh son, you will have to go to driving school. Oh daughter, you want to cook. You can't just start taking the oil and the food and such. She will blow the whole kitchen up. So you must remember, she will learn by her mother, she will learn by a cook, she will learn by somebody who's an expert. So my brother Delta, we need a role model to teach us. So who will be the role model? You have there a president, I know she's a female, and we have in South Africa a president and so forth. When you have elections, then we choose people. And most of the time they are corrupt also. So we don't say all, but when you have messengers and prophets, they are not elected by the people, they are selected by Almighty Allah, and they are the best of the best. They are protected from all sins and vices by divine intervention, so that they can be the role model for humanity, whether it was Prophet Moses, Prophet Solomon, Prophet David, all of them, Prophet Jesus, or the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon all of them. They were role models, and the messenger Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was, is, will always be rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy to every creation of Almighty Allah, and the role model to everyone. Hence the message is global, national, international, for all times and all places. So that is why me and you cannot be messengers. That is by divine selection and not election. And if you want the message of the messenger, that he was, is, and will only be the rahmatul lil alameen, chapter 21 verse 107. So that is our message to you, my brother Delta.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Brother Delta says, you just too much, you got me baffled. This is brother Delta, Ustad.
We don't want to baffle you, brother Delta, Mrs. Delta, my brother Matthew, mother of Matthew. We don't want to baffle you. You see, in today's capitalistic world, people want to make money out of you. People want to give you materialism. What we are saying, brother Matthew, brother Delta, Mrs. Delta, mother of Matthew, my mommy, so what will we say? We say we don't want to connect you with creation only. We want to connect you with the Creator. And when we are connected to the Creator, then we believe the Creator controls the entire universe. So that is what our message is. Let us not only connect our cell phones and mobile phones, let us connect ourselves to our beloved Creator. That is our message.
I see Brother Matthew's mother says, call me Rachel, Rachel. And she says, okay, sir, why does the Quran talk about Jesus more often than Muhammad? Could you please elaborate on this?
My mother, Rachel, do you know the reason for your name? When your parents were alive, they were reading the Bible, and then they read about Jacob, Yaqub, and then he had handsome Yusuf, and he was, you must remember, Yusuf, Joseph, and Joseph's mother is called Rahil in our terminology. In English, she's called Rachel. So you are now the mother of Joseph. That is the reason for your name. So yes, you are correct. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is mentioned much more in the noble Quran than Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So let's give you the numbers now. So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is mentioned 4 times in the noble Quran. Prophet Jesus is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. Prophet Adam is mentioned 25 times in the Quran. Inna mathala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. So Adam, peace be upon him, and Jesus, peace be upon him, they are similar to one another. So you must remember 25 times. And the messenger whose name is mentioned the most is Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, 136 times. So that is now something we explain. Now what is the rationale, oh Auntie Rachel, Mummy Rachel? So remember, the reason for that is that Jesus, people are going to argue and dispute, and the debate goes on till today. One side you have the Christians, they elevated Jesus, and they said he's not the prophet, but he is the Son of God, Trinity. So they elevated him to divinity. And you have on the other side the Jews and Judaism, they say Ibn Zaniyah, the son of a harlot. Islam came, Mother Rachel, and it brought about about the middle path. He was a mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. And remember, when the Jews wanted to murder, assassinate him, Almighty Allah protected him. There was no crucifixion, and he was not crucified as far as we Muslims believe go. I'm giving you the verses, Mother Aishal, and you can see it in your leisure time for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. And then he will come back. And he will come back there to Damascus. And then I don't know if you've been to occupied Palestine and to Israel, as people call it. So there between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, you will find a place called Lod, L-O-D, Lod, they call it. So there, when Jesus comes back, he will kill and dispatch the Antichrist, the Dajjal. And why will he come back? So that all the debates and disputes will be settled. And I want you, Mother Rachel, in chapter 4, oh Matthew, you better get the Quran translation for beloved mother, and you keep one as well. And if you need one, you tell us, we will give it to you gratis. So you need it, you need to refer to chapter 4, and that is the women. And there you will find the story of Jesus and how they tried to murder, assassinate him. Chapter 4, verse 155, 156, it goes on right till 160. So you must remember that why will he come back? Because the Jews and Christians have to believe in him and believe in Islam. وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهَلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِ. O Jews, he is not son of a harlot. He is son of a pure and chaste lady. Jesus' Mubarak name, blessed name, is mentioned 25 times. His honorable mother's name is mentioned 34 times. Maria, Mary, the Virgin, is mentioned 34 times. So you must remember that she is chaste. And the Christians, Jesus was not part of the Trinity. There is no Trinity. That is not mentioned in the original Bible. Paul came. Paul was Saul. And Saul was a Jew. And he wanted to bring about his own teachings, the Pauline theory. So Saul became Paul, and he hijacked the whole of Christianity. So that is how your Trinity came about. And you need to read chapter 4, verses 157, 158, 159, and you will get all your answers there, O Mother Rachel.
Subhanallah, I see Mother Rachel says, God be with you, my son.
That's what we want, my mother. You must remember, we pray for one another to the one and only God. And as I told you, let us not connect the cell phones only. We need to connect ourselves to our beloved Creator.
I see Carolina says, Mufti Sab, how come you've got more jewels on Mulana Arafat's program compared to the Monday night at the Hey, Carolina, Ustad.
We just wake up from our sleep, we rejuvenated, our batteries are charged and everything, mashallah. And I really love interacting with my brothers who do not belong to the Islamic faith, to my sisters, because our aim and objective is to educate the Muslim Ummah and to propagate to the non-Muslims. And that is what we want. That is why that we have all these programs, to present Islam in its pristine purity and not let the people be deceived by the mass media who portray the Muslims, remember, as people who are trigger happy, who are people who are fundamentalist and terrorist. Nay, we are the most peaceful people on the face of this earth. Yes, I have to leave you. I have an appointment now with prayer, and that is 5:30. So you must remember that 11 to 12 is bliss of marriage. 5 past 1 to 1 past 1 will be the tafsir and chapter 101, Al-Qari'ah. And remember that 3 o'clock to 1 past 3 after the news, the repeat of this program you heard now, Insha'Allah Aziz. Mother Rachel, we're praying for you. Matthew, we pray for you. Mr. Mrs. Delta, Michael, all of you, we pray for you. Allah guide all of us. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.